We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
All right, I don't know why we're doing this, but we are in the...
What are we doing?
I thought there was a game.
Why are we doing this? Tim Shea and I are tailgating. I'm so nervous. In the American Family Field parking lot for Friday's episode. Good morning, everybody. This is the Bart Winkler Show. Yeah, so later in the episode, I'm going to share a little bit of my conversation with Mike Exisa from CBS Sports. We talk baseball. We talk like moves that could happen with trade deadline. We talk Ohtani trade possibilities. So we do talk about all that. But Tim Shea and I are at the American Family Field parking lot to talk some Brewers. And that's what we're here to do. So, Tim, we enter the second half of the season. I believe a half game out of the wild card and a game back in the division.
Oh, wild card. See, I'm not even thinking about wild card.
Well, I mean, it's another way that you get in the postseason.
There's, I guess,
three teams that make it that way. But how do you feel after an interesting first half, a very injury-prone first half, and now we get ready for the second?
Well, I guess since I made the proclamation that they're going to make the playoffs and win the division, I guess I still have to go with that, right? Since they're only a game out. You know, it could have been... could have been a lot worse. Could have been a lot worse. Could have got swept. Could have lost against the Cubs, but somehow they held their ground in a series that somehow they split, which is crazy. One of the more crazy series of the year, people said. Then they take, what, 2 out of 3 against the Reds? And open up against the Reds? They can make some ground here? You got to feel confident, right?
At least. Are you a little nervous?
No.
You got the foot jittery.
Oh, sorry. Well, I do when I tell you.
I feel like someone's going to come and...
come up from behind us.
Should I have parked in a different spot?
No, this is a perfect spot. Look, there's, someone's coming up in their trailer.
There's nowhere else to park. Oh, I drove by the Harley-Davidson thing. The big stage.
Oh, yeah.
Foo Fighters in Green Bay. Green Bay.
Green Bay?
Green Day will be there this weekend.
Are you going?
No. My bike's in the shop, so
Okay.
Not able to get in. I think the fact that we're taking on the Reds is interesting because at the beginning of the year, we thought it'd be the Cardinals and Cubs.
They're about to sell. I think they're GM. The Cardinals, I don't know. Would you take Nolan Arenado? Brewers won't.
No, I mean, Nolan Arenado is like the perfect piece on this team that we could be missing, but I don't want to trade with the Cardinals. I don't want to give guys – I don't want to give a Sal Frelick to the Cardinals. Sal Frelick, he could – like, he's having a down minor league year or whatever.
Is anyone off limits?
Well, Cheerio.
Is he the only one? Is everyone else?
I would put Keston here off limits if I'm trading with the Cardinals.
Okay.
Because there is a scenario where Keston here is just like the Ben Hendrickson of our times, where it was the first time I ever – heard Bob Uecker say quadruple A player because he was great in the minors, this pitcher, but every time he went to the pros, he sucked.
What about
so Keston Hira, if he's a Brewer for the next 10 years or in the Brewers system, he might be a career,
you mean a shucker,
a sound,
whatever it is,
but he might come to the Brewers, you know, on call ups or whatever, and he might just not have a great career at the pros. If Keston Hira ever got traded to the Cardinals, he would be the next, like, Scott Rolen.
Okay. So what about guys like Weimer and Mitchell and Bryce Terang?
I don't think any of these guys are untouchable. But they're untouchable for – I don't want to make a trade with the Cardinals. I don't want any of those guys to be on the Cardinals.
Does Aaron Nolan Arenado
How's it going? Yeah, the Harley thing's at a parking here for like a shuttle.
So we went there, and the guy goes, oh, no, all the parking's over at the mirror. So we Googled it, came here, couldn't find where. So then I called in the office, and he said to go to Euchre parking lot. And so I Googled it. I think this is it.
Is Euchre over there?
Euchre, yeah, that way.
So it's across the bridge.
Yeah, just go right under the bridge. Right under the bridge here.
Yep. Right there?
Yep.
And it's on the other parking?
It's on the other side, yep.
Okay. Will fit with the RV under there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I mean.
Yeah, the RV will fit under that bridge.
So this bridge right here goes that way.
Yep, just straight out that road. Yep,
follow under this the road. Yep. Okay, we'll try that. Thank you.
Thank you.
The best part is, are you going to cut that or no?
No, she just said no question about what we were doing.
No.
We're just two guys in a parking lot sitting in the back seat of my car. She's got no.
Oh, Winkler.
She's got no question about what we're doing at all.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
All right, what were we talking about? Yeah, I don't want to trade anyone to the Cardinals.
Arenado and Cardinals, and how many more years does he have? I was going to look it up, his contract.
Oh, I think he signed through like 27 or 29.
So he wouldn't be a rental, right?
Well, no, so you'd get a long time out of Arenado, but I don't want any of these other guys coming up and being Brewer killers that we traded to them. I'm sorry about the text noises. That's my family. You know, sometimes
wondering where you are?
No. Sometimes my family, and I'm sure with all families, you don't text for days at a time, and then, goddamn bitch, you text like...
My microphone fell.
You text like 100 times in 15 minutes.
After this year, Nolan Arenado has 5 more years.
Okay, so then you're going to have to give him like 3 of those guys. Is that worth it?
No.
You want to trade 3 of our freshmen for Nolan Arenado?
What if they
want an all-star?
So Cheerios off the board?
Cheerios. He's 100% off the board.
All right. I mean, if you can get Arenado for 5 years, I don't know.
Well, you can get Cheerio for 20.
All right.
No, he's 100% off the board.
But again, he's just a prospect. You know, God knows what's going to happen when they come up here.
Oh, well.
But
would you trade Victor Wembanyama for 5 years of
Giannis?
Grayson Allen?
Oh, okay. I get it.
So how you doing, Timmy?
Call me crazy.
Tim's wearing his Iron Jack.
It's Iron Jack.
We're trying to be nicer to the game, so we're supporting their...
I'm just wearing it because it's comfortable. And Braylon Allen.
Braylon Allen. I saw Braylon Allen at Summerfest.
So how do you feel about the Brewers? What's your... If you had to give them a grade, what kind of grade would you give them in the first half?
Well, you know what I give an A+ to?
Who? Or
THC.
What? Oh, yes.
And CBD and CBN. And my guys at Happy Place Hemp. HappyPlaceHemp.com. The promo code is BART. 25% off every order. They cut prices.
What?
They cut their prices.
Okay.
So if something cost before, if it cost 60, they went 25% off all their prices across the board. So now it's 45.
So then you get another additional.
But then 25%. You get a 25% off that with the promo code BART. HappyPlaceHemp.com. I should have popped a gummy before we did this. I'm so uncomfortable right
Why?
Now. I don't know. We're doing a podcast in a parking lot.
I know, but this will get you out more. Now we can start doing
it's
bars.
It's so low stakes. This is so low stakes what we're doing. And like low reward. But just the mere fact of somebody talk like that lady that came up to talk to us about parking. I can't tell you how much I hate talking to people in a situation where I'm not the dominant force.
I gotcha.
I need to be the reporter. Okay. I need to be the guy hawking Milwaukee Pro Soccer merch. I need to be the guy hosting a six box podcast. I can't be the guy who like is buying groceries. I can't even do that.
Oh, Bart, what are we going to do with you?
I can't even do that. What would I give the Brewers? Well, I mean, realized.
How do you feel going into the second half?
I feel good. I feel like there's going to be a nice pennant race here. What I was kind of talking about before was that, the Reds are not the team that we would have expected.
Nope.
I think the Pirates did their Pirate thing. Although they do, like, I did talk to a Pirate guest for some reason on Writer Than You once. It was a good guest. But I did talk to him, and he said they have a plan, and they're actually trying to win now. They got a little better than they thought they would early, but they are signing guys to long-term deals, like even Reynolds, who everyone just assumed would be a future Yankee. Ke'Bryan Hayes, they signed him.
O'Neill Cruz, the young talent.
O'Neill Cruz signed for like $8 a season.
And then he gets hurt in game four.
They're probably done. Cardinals are done.
Cubs?
No devil magic this year, especially if they trade guys. Although it would be like the Cardinals to trade and then like win with all these randos. Mm-hmm. Cubs don't want to win. I don't understand it. They're not trying as hard as they should.
David Ross is about to be fired.
David Ross stinks. Their management stinks. They've got the third biggest market in the country. They've got their own network. I mean, they could announce a game right now, 2 hours from right now, and sell out. Mm-hmm. And they don't. They don't spend money. They don't even want to lock up Marcus Stroman. All right, there's a guy in a, like, cart that I'm a little concerned about.
That's not nothing. Maintenance.
Maintenance isn't going to bust us up?
No, we're good.
But the Reds, yeah, I think it's really just the Brewers and the Reds at this point.
I think the Reds are going to falter. I think the Brewers might win this division early to mid-September. I think we'll have a week or two weeks to get things in line, I guess, your pitching rotation.
That's the worst analysis I've ever heard.
And I think they win this division easily still. So I still got to go with what I said.
So you're banking that the Reds.
I still have to go with what I said earlier. I think the Reds will falter down.
You can say they're going to make the playoffs, but to think that at this point the Reds will falter and the Brewers will be good enough to
run down. Yeah, that's by default. The Brewers are going to run away with this division. Is someone coming up behind us?
No, but I feel like I just
you
feel
are
like
just
a criminal.
All jittery. I don't like this.
I know. I feel like a criminal.
We should have gone the other way. You should have gotten the table so then we could have looked.
But the whole point is
to get
the stadium behind us.
So that's my thinking. That is where I stand. I think the Reds are going to falter in the second half. They'll come back down to earth.
Which I'm not even doing a good job of showing the stadium. I mean, you can see. Again, the Dan Shaney YouTube stream of this audio is me and Tim sitting in a parking lot. We're sitting in a space that should be used for bars and apartments.
No, that's in the back lots.
And housing.
That's in the back lots. You don't do that to these beautiful
concrete jungle that we call Miller Park.
American
Family Field. No, fuck that. We're on the Dan Shaney insurance stream. Okay. This is the Dan Shaney Stadium. DanChaney.com. He'll help you out. Business, home, work. I need someone to do my will.
Oh, I got someone.
Who?
A neighbor that used to live across the street. Why? Are you planning on, like, do you feel like you're going to die soon?
No, but I should have a will.
Can I get the Bart Winkler Show?
I would gift this to no one.
Gift it to me. I want everything. I want the green screen. I want the living room.
I would burden this to no man.
I want the microphone. I want the computer. I want the Bart Winkler Show.
I feel like Matt in the Falls could claim back his green screen and ring light.
I want it.
The microphone I'll give you, although I'm going to get a new microphone.
We need headsets.
So yeah, I can't do this at a bar. I can't do this at a bar yet.
No, we can't. Or the smoke shop, the cigar shop.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we were talking Brewers. I would grade them a B. But what are we grading? We're grading
the first half.
We're grading a team that had a bunch of injuries. My expectations
are the Brewers where you thought they would be?
Yeah.
Okay.
What are we? 7 games above 500.
7 games above 500 and 1 game out.
Yeah.
A half game out of the wild card.
Yeah, and they've dealt with adversity. They've dealt with injuries.
A lot of injuries. What, 52 players used?
Corbin 51? Burns was terrible, but somehow an all-star.
Brandon Woodruff has pitched 14 innings this year.
Did you see what Kyle Loebner was tweeting about?
No.
So he said, not that it's anything, but there's a few Brewers. Because the first thing I thought was, if Corbin Burns is going to be an all-star, why not Wade Miley? But there's a few Brewers that have, like, incentives. If they make the All-Star game, they get more money. Wade Miley's one of them. Freddie Peralta,
that's
Jesse Winker.
That's not up to the Brewer.
So the Brewers probably called and said, under no situation, make Jesse Winker.
So what you're saying is now we have extra money?
No, I'm sure they don't budget that shit.
Okay. Any good organization would budget for that, right?
Yeah.
So do the Brewers win the division or make the wild card? Do the Brewers, A, win the division, B, wild card, and we know with both those outcomes they will lose in 3 or 5 games, whatever it is.
I think
or
as of
C,
now we'd play the...
not make the playoffs.
Oh, they'll make the playoffs.
Okay.
They'll make the playoffs. I feel good about that.
You don't think these teams that are kind of floating around 500 or below will make a run here? The one being the Mets, they need to make a big run. But San Diego and all those teams out west. I mean, the West is loaded. The East, you got Atlanta, the best team in baseball. The Central, yeah, I mean, I guess the Brewers really do have a good chance of making it. Now that
they've got the wild card.
Run through that.
Not the wild card way to get in. They've got Craig Counsell in what's going to be the last few games he ever manages in professional sports.
Well, then why not go out on top and win the whole damn thing, right?
Why?
Why what?
Am I such a nervous Betty? My head's on a swivel.
You do need a gummy.
I got like 3 eyes. I don't think I have any gummies in the car either. Shit.
I don't either.
I'm doing a video for Carl's Place where I like hit golf balls in unusual spots. Should I hit a golf ball here? I have my clubs. Yes. Should I just like scorch one into that? There's like construction crews around. So what's new with you? Who cares about
not
the
a whole lot. Just working and.
I don't like that our friendship's deteriorating.
I know. I don't
even.
Since
you got a new job.
I'm disappointed, you know. We're coming up to the 1 year anniversary. By the way, August 23rd, we're going to the Brewer game? Have we decided this yet? I know. I think
what's most likely is I just tell people let's go to the Brewer
game. Yes, you're not buying tickets. Let's just get this out of the way. You're not buying tickets for anyone. You're just going to tell everyone to meet in an area. You are looking very hard. That could be security.
Yeah, there's a situation going on now.
But I could buy your ticket.
What's going on behind us?
Nothing. He went the other way.
What do they think? If they look at us, what do they think we're doing?
I don't know.
I'm going to say we're FaceTiming with our grandma.
Okay.
And she wanted to see the stadium because she couldn't get out to a game. There's a giant school bus now approaching.
Yeah, we're good.
Are there kids on it? Oh, Jesus Christ. There's a giant school bus with a bunch of kids that's going to park right next to us. We can't show these kids on camera. No. I'd have to have them sign waivers.
They went the other way. Security's behind us, so we're good. All right.
Oh, okay. August I'm not going to rip a golf ball here. That's too much.
But August, this brewer game, are we going to do it? Are we going to just tell people to come meet us and then we say meet in section 234?
Yeah, I'm not buying tickets for people.
No. Just tell them to come. We'll see how many true loyal Bart Winkler fans out there.
I'm saving Metro Market receipts that I win brewer vouchers on, and I was going to get a bunch of vouchers.
I wish we would have discussed this earlier. I had all those vouchers. I could have bought tickets.
Well, I drop like 50 at Metro like every day.
Okay.
We're Metroholics. We're Metro sexuals. We're sexually attracted to Metro Market employees.
True. What else?
I should set you up with Emily.
Emily.
The Metro Market.
Sure.
I don't think you're her type.
Okay, good.
Yeah, and I realized too the other day, and I talked about this, but it wasn't that I was not excited about the Brewers. It's just that I was.
Are you getting more excited?
Well, I was I covered. There's a difference between covering a team and then being a fan of a team. Because I felt like I wasn't a fan because I didn't know every single roster transaction that was happening.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't the case.
I don't think you need to know. I don't think a lot of people, a lot of people come to games and they're like, who? What did we do?
I still don't know what Bryce Perkins looks like.
It's Bryce?
Still don't know his real name. Is it Blake?
Blake Perkins.
Yeah.
Bryce Terang, Blake Perkins.
Blake Perkins could walk up and say, what are you guys doing here? And be like, sorry, sir. He'd be like, no, I play.
I like the who was it? A.J. Dillon got tackled for doing a Lambeau leap inside his own stadium.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm. I saw Tyler Barnes.
Oh, what did he have to say?
He's at Summerfest.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. You talk to him?
No, I just saw him walking by. He looked pretty grizzled. Tim and I are sitting out front of American Family Field. Again, for no reason.
No.
This went from, Tim, I want to talk to you about the Brewers, to Tim saying, should I go in the parking lot of the stadium, to me carting out two chairs and my podcast equipment where the camera is in the back of my car, which I bought from Sith Lord, and then I bought out the lease.
See, we should do a pregame show. Like, come tailgate, do a pregame show, a live pregame show. See, I'm getting all these ideas. We need to get headsets. We need to take the show on the road. It's time for you to get out of the basement.
Yeah. I offered to put a Bart Winkler patch on the Brewers jersey.
What did they say?
They didn't tweet me back. Because the Yankees have patches now, and everyone's going to be pissed about them.
Yeah.
Oh, good. I mean, it's great for New York radio. Wow. All-Star Week.
Yeah.
All-Star Week, the Yankees bless them by putting patches on the jerseys. How can a team that says you can't have a mustache have patches? First of all, these companies that are doing this, the teams are very careful to make it not look stupid. Like, the soccer jerseys in England are never really that offensive. And this is the capitalism of our times, but they have a way to make it blend in to look like it's part of the jersey. The investment insurance company that does the Yankees, it just looks like it's like a Yankee Stadium patch. It looks mm-hmm. fine. Mm-hmm. It's not like, they're wearing
looks
NASCAR.
Like an anniversary patch.
It's not like they're dressed up as Zach LaVine doing Mountain Dew commercials. It just looks like, it just looks fine. So I'm not anybody that's anti advertising patches. I did offer, I said to the Brewers, I'll give you $100 a day plus how much it costs to patch the jersey until you find a bigger sponsor. So every day that the Brewers don't put a jersey patch on, they're turning money away.
Yeah, that's very unlikely.
I'd happily pay the Brewers. but they're turning money away. The Bart Winkler logo should be on the patch.
Will look very slick on that home cream jersey.
Yeah. Well, we came here and have nothing to say.
Yeah, I mean, just waiting for the second half of the season to start. Like I said, my prediction, and I got to stick with it. Brewers will win the division. Cincinnati will kind of falter here in the second half. Brewers will win it by mid-September and get ready for the playoffs, where they will probably win maybe a game.
I'm really offended that that's your prediction.
I'm sorry.
I don't care if you're high on the Brewers. How can you just miss the Reds? The Reds are the hottest thing going outside of the Braves.
They have a great offense. I mean, don't get me wrong. They are a good team. They got a great offense, but their pitching is not good. So
yeah, didn't that Weaver guy have like a 9 ERA and yes. 4 starts and they won them all or something?
Yes.
That's pretty messed
up. I think the Reds will – you'll see some high-scoring games out of them, but – there you go.
Should we walk around a little bit?
You think it's going to come down to the last day of the year?
Mid-September the playoffs are over?
Yeah. Not the playoffs are over. It's just that they may have a spot clinch. And I need to look at their schedule and see who they play. But they have some cupcakes along the way. But I guess when you play the Oakland A's and soon to be Vegas A's and get swept by them, no cupcakes.
I could try to talk to McKelvey or Kurt Hoag. Or Rosiak, or Brewers Emeritus Tom Hodgecore. But I'm talking to you, who's just flippantly saying the Brewers will wrap up the Central by
mid-September. By week 3 of the NFL season. Week 2. The
Badgers will at least have lost a game.
41 days. I don't know. I don't think there's a hiccup. Jesus.
I know. I keep looking over my shoulder.
We can't go anywhere. You're going to be scared doing this.
Well, I did not get the express written consent of the Brewers or Major League Baseball or any of the other 29 clubs to do this.
That's fine. You're not broadcasting any highlights. Want me to get a Euchre highlight?
No. Should I go in there and buy something?
Should we make a phone call?
To who?
Let's make a phone call to Tony in Texas.
No, call Tim Allen. Call Tim and tell him what we're doing.
All right.
Tell him we're in American Family Field parking lot recording a podcast. You have to tell him we're recording the podcast. Is it on speaker?
Yes.
Going on, Timmy?
Tim Allen, this is Tim Shea with Bart Winkler recording his podcast.
What's that?
Recording his podcast right now with Bart Winkler. Say hello, Bart.
Right now?
Tim Shea and I are parked in the American Family Field parking lot doing a podcast out of the back of my car.
I'm just chopping up some vegetables, and give me a second, I'll wipe my hands and join you.
There we go. Look at that. Right on cue.
Oh, scallions. I love onions.
I love onions too, Tim. How are you? I don't call you enough.
Way more than you guys are.
Well, I'm like, we're totally...
Bart is totally freaked
I'm
out
so
right
nervous.
Now. He's nervous because he thinks security is going to come and kick us out. I'm like... Settle down, dude. We're fine. We're in the parking lot. There's no one here. It's empty.
you'll be fine as long as you're not vandalizing anything.
See? There you go.
How was your show with Freems?
It was okay. It was all right. Yep.
Oh.
Are we on the air? Are we on the podcast?
We're recording.
Yeah, so I can cut it out if you want.
Cut stuff out.
No, that's fine. Just so I know.
Well, that's why I had Tim tell you
yes,
right away.
Yes, I didn't. We didn't want you to say anything that should not be said.
Not that I would
Not that you would ever say that, right?
No, not at all. So are we doing Brewers, or are we just doing livestock?
Yeah, we're just looking, you know.
We came to the Miller Park, whatever it's called, parking lot, to do a Brewers episode, yeah.
Getting ready for the second half of the season.
Second half season thoughts.
That's right. It's the second half. Tomorrow's going to be the second half. Or is it today? No, it's today.
No. Yeah, it is today.
Today, as we're recording, as we live and breathe.
That's right. So, bites of the apple, Bart? I mean, are they going to take another bite?
This is the most bite of the apple team they've ever assembled. Tim, I got to talk to you. You know what I found out the other day? I was searching through old tweets trying to find, like, how much I loved Orlando Arcia now that he's an all-star, which is bullshit because the Brewers wasted him. But I always talk about when I called you drunk after the 2018 season.
That's right, yes.
And I say, you motherfuckers, you need to understand that this isn't going to be forever. We can't just be bites of the apple. This team should have went all in. I found a tweet from the middle of that season where I was like, this team should hold on to their pieces and try to luck into the playoffs. They should absolutely not go all in. I'm such a poser.
Yeah, things just change. You just know the emotional roller coaster, Bart. That's what happens.
I'm such a fucking poser. I always have been.
Well, I'm on the emotional roller coaster. I just you know, every game. But you know what, though? I do get a lot of grief when they lose, like, 8-1 or something. And I'm like, okay, shit's going to happen. You know, it's an 8-1 loss, and you can't win every game. But then when it's a 4-3 nail-biter, I'm losing my mind.
Well, yeah, you, that's with the Packers. If they're going to lose in the playoffs, I'd rather they get crushed. Because then you have less, like, what-if questions.
Now, you should probably go in the fan shop and you know, buy a Jemai Jones T-shirt jersey. Oh, I'm sorry. You just got optioned. How about an Abner Uribe?
Yeah, he's up. Do you think – I don't even know Perkins.
They haven't made a roster move yet, right? I mean, they sent Jemai Jones down. They traded Tyson Miller. They were – DFAing him anyway.
I never even heard of the guy. I saw that news. I saw Dodgers trade for Tyson Miller. I'm like, who the fuck is that?
So my girlfriend, who's way into Brewers baseball, she's like, who are these guys, Tyson Miller and Abner Uribe? I'm like, well, yeah, they're guys that are going to help them get to the, fulfill the championship season, I think.
What else do I want to catch you up on in my life? The hotel that Gary Ellerson and I stayed at tried to charge us back for when we stayed there in Canton.
Really?
Even though Odyssey paid for it and we have receipts. So I had to change my credit card.
You know, sometimes I think credit card companies, they'll just across the board charge everyone like, you know, a fee.
Just to see who bitches.
Yeah, and some people, they don't even check their credit card bill. It's just they're in credit card.
That's what I guess that's a move in the hotel business is find people that stayed for work, that used incidentals, claim that they never had the payment, see who pays. Even if they get one sucker out of it, it was worth it.
Yeah. Well, so I saw Gary and Leroy yesterday, as a matter of fact.
Oh, where?
At Krause's TV show. I was coming.
Oh.
You know, I had to wait for those guys again. We're always waiting for those guys, or we used to back at Odyssey. But so I'm out now in the waiting room to do the round table. And I can hear, you know, you can hear through the walls just a little bit. And they're all just yucking it up in there in between. So they're running like 35 minutes late. And they're all just having fun in there. And I'm like, come on, boys. What the hell? And so when Leroy and Gary came out, I give Gary a big old hug, and the first thing he does is just, oh, Timmy, I got to fix your tie. Yeah, I mean, your tie's all out of whack. You know, the fashion plate that he is, man, he set it up. But it was good seeing those guys.
Yeah, I got to run into you sometime. I was gonna call. I was gonna call your show the other day.
Say what?
I was gonna call your show the other day because I wanted to talk to Pipe Bomb. Because the show we like, Southern Charm, it's a reality show on Bravo. Some of the guys from the show were at the Brewer game the other day.
Oh, wow, cool.
But I thought I would save my big game, my first game appearance, if it ever happens, for something bigger than, no offense, calling Pipe Bomb.
Yes, Pipe Bomb's a good man, but yeah, there's a pecking.
I saw Hunter at Summerfest. We had a nice exchange.
Okay. Yeah. How about Evan Heffelfinger, my man?
Heff's been on. He did my NBA draft show with me.
He's a good dude. He just is. I like Evan. I miss all that, you know, that whole run. That whole run with, you know, we were together a long time.
We are coming up to the year anniversary soon.
I know that next month. Wow. When the hammer came down.
Yeah.
And Bart was on vacation.
And yeah, well, it's just the business. But, you know, the run that station had, that was a pretty good run when you know, now you can look back at it a little more objectively. And that's too bad. It really is. And, it's out of our control, though.
And I'm giving it, you're on. So who are the other three guys on the 1250 Mount Rushmore?
I would be on.
Yep. You'd have to be on.
Well, that's cool.
I said you, Sparky, Big Unit, and Gary.
Sparky definitely would be on. He was at times the life's blood of that wheelhouse. So there's two. Bart, Timmy, what do you say? I mean, Bart, how long did you do the morning show?
I'm not on there. Wicket would be on there before me.
I don't know. How long did you do it?
6 years.
6 years?
Maybe seven.
How many Holy years did you produce shit, it?
Maybe really? Six. I did it. Well, I was one with Mike and Chuck, three with friends, two by myself. So six, five, six.
Timmy, what do you think? Is he on?
No, there's no way.
He doesn't. I mean, he's
units on before me.
Oh, yeah, I guess he had a long run.
And like him coming over was a massive deal. Where I was just like some guy that Chuck fucking new through mutual friends.
What about my grand Makloff?
Oh,
yeah.
No, Rami's like the guy that you do the whole Mount Rushmore and you talk about it for 30 minutes. And then at the end, after you stopped having the conversation, you're like, oh shit, you know who we forgot about completely? Fucking Rami.
Hold on. Here's a wild card. What about Mike McGivern?
Well, that's true.
You always filled those Saturdays.
That's true. Chuck Freeman?
Freeman's had a good run.
Yeah, he did.
What about some old guys?
Peter Brown.
Cliff Saunders.
Ooh, Cliff is pissed right now that he's not automatically on.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sparky, I think I'm going to have to go with you on Phil Michaels. Yeah.
Oh, then I think I did put Chuck on there. Because Chuck.
So there's one spot left.
Oh, no, I said Gary.
Yeah.
Gary yeah, was there the whole time.
Our butler.
Yeah, but Gary was there. Leroy worked 90 days a year.
Yeah, true. And Gary was there almost from the start, right?
Yeah, Gary. Mm-hmm. Gary, Bill, you, and Steve.
Yeah, you might have to go with that.
I think it's unquestioned.
You think, Tim?
I think you carve out a Bart and put it, you know, put it in the back room.
I think I think the last guy on the Mount Rushmore is Bill, because his tenure was not as long that you could argue. But I do think, like, Bill did bring more, like, I don't know.
Well, the thing with Bill is that he, I mean, he had the name from TMJ over there for years on the nightly show.
And from Elder High School, went to the same high school as Kyle Rudolph. People forget.
That's right. He loves Skyline Chili.
Yep.
I would say then that when he came over to develop the network, I think you would probably have to, have him on for longevity, and, you know, they built the network, and that, you know, led to bigger things for the station. So I would say you automatically put me in. I don't know, Bart. I'm the nighttime.
Yeah, but that post-game show, it was there the whole time. You had to scratch like hell just to even get it on. And it was, I mean, Tim, I don't know if you know this about radio, but one of the important things about night is that if it's the last thing that they are on and when they turn off the car, it's the first thing that's on when they turn on the car.
Well,
as a former program director, I think you know that.
Yes, and some consultant told me that that's called dial position. So
I got a lot more comfortable since we talked to him.
And that is why, Mr. Bart Winkler, I have always maintained a really good camaraderie with our morning show, which, you know, in the last, you know, 6 or 7 years, like you said, was you, because I think, you know, Drive Time Morning Show has a big audience, and I would want to tap into your audience, and then Dial Position for me at night, it was very reciprocal. Yeah, it was good.
Some of the best radio was that hour that you would join Bart. I'm telling you.
And those conversations, I think, Bart, over the years, honestly, I think those conversations settled me down to have a more normal, almost passive conversation, where it's like, I don't have to push and be a broadcaster. Coming up next, you know, I'll explain why Richie Sexton is, what, you know, whatever. But it was almost just like a conversation on a couch. I liked it.
Yeah, well, I am probably the best interviewer that's ever been at 1250, so I'll say that.
Rami would disagree with that, I think.
Yeah. Well, I did one big thing, and that was I listened to the answers of my guest.
Well, that is important. it's like radio guys are this really weird, strange kind of witch's brew of people. And it's when you ask, I've always said, a radio guy, if you want to know how a radio guy is feeling, just tell him you went to the doctor. So in other words, I would walk up to Bart and say, hey, Bart, I was at the doctor's office the other day. Man, I've been suffering from, throwing a blank. Then Bart would just go on this just tangent of,
oh, Tim, yeah. I went to the doctor the other day, too, because I have plantar fasciitis. Yeah. And I've had a real hard time walking.
and my back has been hurt. And you just on and on and on. And again, that opens the door to that.
That's funny.
And I totally agree with you that, it's they don't – when you ask a question, you can, you know, spur other content by actually listening to the answer instead of your wheels and gears are turning. Thinking about something else and thinking about your next question. And I've actually had one of our old colleagues, and I'm gonna leave him nameless. I remember being on the air with him, and I said, I was in Arizona, and I said, you know, I think it was the Vibe. And I said, you know, the Vibe in the clubhouse here, it's really common and fun, and these guys love each other, and you can really kind of feel it. It's palpable. And I went on for like a 2-minute kind of answer. The next question the dude asked me was, tell me about the Vibe down there, the atmosphere. How's it going down there? Like, well, I kind of just answered the that question.
Hell, I know. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Who?
Huh?
Who do you think it was?
Oh, it's Frames.
I don't I can't recall.
Because Frames would do this thing. Frames would do this thing where he would always ask the question again. He'd be like, so tell me about the vibe. And then you tell him and he goes, oh, you'd be like, oh, it's great. Everyone's happy. And he'd go, all right. So you're saying everyone's happy.
Yes. What you're saying is, yeah.
Saying everyone's happy. Yeah. I guess I'll on the spot think of a new angle to answer this question, but.
So I really enjoyed, I was in Las Vegas, Bart, and I was at a video poker bar, and it was the morning, so it's a little more casual, and just did a shot of tequila, 8 a.m., customary. And you had put out a video of, I had to laugh, and I had to show our old colleague, Austin, Texas, was with me. And I'm like, you got to watch this. And it was you getting turned down for a job at the battery factory.
Batteries Plus. Like I said, I can't get a fucking job at Batteries Plus. Right.
And I am like, I got to watch this again. I got to watch this again. That was funny. Now, radio being what it is, I think you're sorely missed on the air somewhere, and we need to change that. Tim Shea, wouldn't you agree?
Well, I've got my CBS shifts. I don't know if you know much about that.
He needs to be local in Milwaukee.
Yeah, I catch you all the time, Bart, and I think you do a great job. And, you know, you're far more well-rounded than I am with sports. You know, I'm a little more, obviously, Brewers and NFL and than my fluffy lifestyle topics. But, you dig deeper into NBA.
Yeah, but one guy, one of the last times I was on, the guy goes, buy or sell, the New York Islanders signed this guy. Buy or sell, this will make them the front runners for the Stanley Cup. I was like, I got to be honest, I've never heard that guy's name in my life.
That would be me on like half the material if I went national. I mean, we hear that, but I'm with Tim. You're probably at some point going to have to get back on book. So whatever you need to do to make that happen, let's do it.
Tim, I miss you. I'm going to promote that you are on. Is that okay? You're not going to get yelled at, are you?
I don't think so. No. They know where to find me. Everyone knows where to find me, I think.
Because I'm in a I got a few more people that work out of that building I want to outreach to. Get them on the pod.
Which ones?
Well, our old friend Billy I talked to at Summerfest 2 for a good 20 minutes, met his kid.
Okay. Yeah, but yeah, Billy's doing really well. We all know he was up and comer. Everyone likes to take credit for him.
I gave him a lot of opportunities. I'd like to take credit for him. I think he's on my tree.
He's on the Winkler tree, right?
Yeah. Horvat, Toby. Look at all these guys thriving after me. Tim Shea.
Yeah, I'm going to have Toby on the show, actually, with that national series coming up in a handful of weeks. Toby's going to join the post-game show. I think he is one hell of a broadcaster, Bart. I do.
He's done a good job carving out a niche over there for being the Nationals guy.
Has he?
Yeah.
He's just a good man, too. Just a good dude.
I was with him last week when he was here. We went to Carl's place, this golf simulator place.
So you caught me. Here's what I have in front of me at the snack bar. I have a Ziploc bag full of celery. I have a Ziploc bag full of sliced cucumbers. And this next bag is our mushrooms. The next bag is a thing of red pepper sliced up, yums. And then the last one are these onion scallions. You ever have those?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they're excellent. So I have the dill veggie dip ready to go. And I'm going to make a Cajun sausage and have veggies and dip for my lunch today.
Wow. I just throw two burritos in the microwave for 90 seconds.
Tim, what are you having for lunch?
I don't know. It's kind of my dinner time, you know, with working at 2 a.m. So
true.
I got to find something. I don't know.
True. So the Brewers, I will say, will win the division. If they don't win the division, they'll get one of the wild cards. And I believe they'll win their first round. And ooh, after that, I don't know.
Ooh.
Is Council done managing? What is he doing?
Shit. I mean, I don't understand why everyone's not concerned about this. Everyone's just like, la, 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 let's go on our merry. This team has no manager opening day of the 24 championship season. We don't find that concerning. Come on.
I think they know internally. I'll tell you right now who will be the manager.
Your buddy.
If Council doesn't come back.
P-Murph.
I think, nope. Quentin Berry.
Quentin Berry.
I would go after Stephen Vogt.
I can't get over Quentin Berry striking out being the last guy at the plate in 2017 when he got called up as a base stealer and then somehow he was at the fucking plate.
That's like Ryan Healy was batting cleanup in LA.
Yeah, same shit. That was COVID year.
Yeah. Yeah. Ryan Healy, really? Wow. But yeah, I think the pitching is pretty damn good, guys. It is.
There's even
Tehran. Everyone talks about Woody being gone, but look at Miley. He's their best starter right now.
Bart yelled at me because I said that Cincinnati's going to falter here a little bit down the end. And
Tim
I said
the Brewers will win the division by September
15th. Win the division by September 15th.
Okay, well, I don't know when, but I would agree with you, Tim, because they're young. Now, if they make moves to get some starting pitchers or a stud starting pitcher, I think that changes a little bit.
Correct.
But that offense, guys, that offense is too young. I don't think they've hit a little bit of a slump or a skid or a challenge, and that made the timing of that maybe good because I just don't see those young kids keeping this up. I don't.
Well, I'm going to wrap up my podcast.
Okay. Well, you caught me at a great time, and it was great talking to you guys.
I miss you.
I miss you too, Bart.
Love you.
All right. You guys take
it. All right. He needed an ending.
Well, that was fun. Back in the basement studio now to record the ending of the show. I will not be tacking on the aforementioned Mike Assisa. God, I'm going to... I don't even know his name. It's either Mike or Matt. Mike. I might have said Matt earlier. I should just edited it out. But as we know, that's not what I do. Tim can edit and post. No, I wanted to say a couple other Brewer things here real quick. And I, again, thanks to Tim. That was not our intention. With apologies to Tony in Texas, who Tim wanted to call, Tim Shea. I thought maybe a good opportunity to talk to Tim Allen. And I, you know, if anybody's game to just call them up and say, hey, we're recording you, let's talk Brewers. I thought it was a good old friend, Tim Allen. So that was fun to talk to a man, of course. And nobody kicked us out of the parking lot. And I did get wildly more comfortable once talking to Tim. He's always had that calming presence over me. Tim Shea made me nervous. Tim Allen calmed me. He was the T in THC actually stands for Tim Allen. I don't know if you guys know this, but if you go to omahasteaks.com and type Bart in the search bar, there's a package of meat you can get for just $99. Maybe you should check that out. A couple other Brewers things. We haven't really talked much about the draft. I got the sheet on the draft and like was looking who they drafted. And, you know, we could do some research on like Brock Wilkin and some of these guys. The Brewers drafted 21 guys, 16 of them pitchers, 3 of them shortstop, and 2 of them third baseman. I don't know if that was their plan going in, if they were limiting themselves to this, or if the best guys available just ended up being these guys. But it certainly does seem like they had a plan. The other thing that I'm noting on this draft list is the Brewers drafted one guy that was born prior to 2000. And they drafted 6 kids born in 2005. Motherfucking 2005. What the hell? The Brewers' schedule for next year came out. Why doesn't baseball announce their schedule like the NFL? Because there's 162 games. I always look. When's opening day? Thursday on the road against the Mets, March 28th. When's the home opener? Tuesday, April 2nd. It's got to be the first Tuesday home opener, right? Or maybe not. Feels different. Then I always look at my birthday in May, and they're on the road on my birthday again. I got to look it up because I don't feel like they've been, because I, you know, hey, what do you want to do? It's your birthday. I'll go to the game. It's in May. My birthday's in May. A lot of times they're on the road. There's a 3-city road trip in there. There's a 3-city homestand or 3-team homestand. But for the most part, it's 2 series home, 2 series road, 2 series home, 2 series road. For the most part, that's what it is. That's the other thing I noticed on the schedule. Like May to June, Cubs, White Sox home, Phillies, Tigers road, Blue Jays, Reds home, Angels, Padres road, Rangers, Cubs home, Rockies, Dodgers road, Pirates, Nationals home, Twins, Cubs road. It goes like that from like mid-May to mid-August. So there'll be some sort of an ebb and flow towards the schedule. And September 29th against the Mets, a series at home. And again, they play everybody. The teams that were not here this year in the American League will be here next year in the American League. So Yankees will be here. Rays will be here. Other teams. Excuse me, Jesus. Toronto. White Sox. That'll be a fun week. They play the Cubs and the White Sox back-to-back end of May. That'll be fun. Memorial Day week. All right, that is the show. Next week, what are we doing next week? Are we going to have any lives next week? Should I half-ass announce a live show right now? What about... And do I do anything with the Women's World Cup? Is anybody down for an MLS All-Stars versus Arsenal live post-game show on the 19th? No? One guy I'll have on next week, Jay Sorgi, who I really didn't know when he was here, but he was at WTMJ for 20-plus years. He wrote a book called Greater Than the Games, MKE 2028. He didn't just, like, he wrote a book about what the Olympics would look like in Milwaukee. And he did research and talked to, like, executives of businesses and people in the Packers front office and all this stuff. And I got a PDF copy and I was looking at it and everything's scheduled out there and it's really interesting. So yeah, that'll be a different kind of conversation next week, but I think I've already talked to him. It's in the can. I think he'll like it. And I wouldn't put it out there if you didn't. Like right now, I was going to put this Matt Axia interview, Mike, fuck. And it's a good interview. Like it's a good knowledgeable interview, but what I'm doing is I'm saving it to possibly use for Monday's show in case I don't come up with a better idea for Monday. Or I may use Jay on Monday. I don't know yet. My parents are in town. Podcast time might be light. Maybe I do something with my dad. Who knows? A lot of questions. I'm just doing this by the seat of my ass. And I thank you for coming along for the ride. Thanks to the two Tims. Thanks to Miller Park Security for letting us be. Thanks to that lady. Hope she found her place to get to Harley Fest. And we'll talk to you on Montag.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.